And we're back on Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1, Houston's R&B station. And in this segment of the program, we are going to be joined by Lillian Ramirez, a mortgage consultant with Capital One Home Loans, and Andrea Hilliard-Cooksey, chairperson of the board of directors of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, and Joel Womack, president of the Houston Black Real Estate Association. And we're talking today about a big event that's coming up next week. And if you're thinking about buying a home or you're in the market for buying a home, you should listen up. Good morning, folks, and welcome to the program this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. And the event is the Houston Black Real Estate Expo, right?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
We are so excited. Let me first of all say we want to thank all of our sponsors who are supporting us in this big day next Saturday at the George R. Brown. And we could not do this without the support of the City of Houston. And let me say a shout out to them, the City of Houston and the City Council and the mayor and all of our sponsors, Judge Green, Congresswoman Jackson Lee, Larry Green. I mean, we have gotten a real big boost of being able to have this at this day on Saturday. It's a free event. And all of our members and our volunteers who have worked so hard to plan this day. And I can tell you the people in the City of Houston have been very receptive. Folks in Houston know about ownership and about buying property. They're very pleased that our organization that started in Houston of 11 African-Americans who thought there was a need to form an organization in 1949. And then in 1956, mm-hmm. under the leadership of this group, they formed, they incorporated. And then it was people like Judson Robinson who helped us form this day, W.O. Bonner, W.W. Robinson, O.J. Pork, Clarfield Goff, S.D. Jones. These were the founders that we are working today, certainly as my leadership as a president. We're working today to keep this dream alive about home ownership. We also are just so excited because we've got all these exhibitors.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been so fortunate enough to get a sponsor like Capital One who agreed to be our Title One sponsor for this event today.
My name is Lillian. I'm very excited to be part of this. Next Saturday is going to be an awesome, spectacular, big event. As they introduced me, I'm a mortgage consultant for Capital One Home Loans. And I'm pleased to say that we work with all clientele. I know Mr. Gerald Womack wanted me to talk about, we work with clients as low as 580 credit score.
Wow.
We're currently offering $3,000 closing cost assistance to low to moderate income borrowers. So please come out next Saturday. It's free, as he mentioned. Come out next Saturday and visit with us, and I'd be happy to talk to y'all about home ownership.
Mm-hmm. 580 credit score. That's a lot of folks probably think they couldn't get an apartment with that. Well, that's
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. So what do we need to do to come out and be prepared? Are you all going to be approving loans on site?
Yes.
Right.
I will definitely, wow. I'll have my laptop there and I will be answering questions. If somebody is ready, then I will definitely pull credit and try to get them approved right on the spot. Also, we are going to be raffling a flat screen TV to all that apply with us. So there will be a lucky winner to put that flat screen TV in their home.
So, Gerald, what do we need to do to come out to be ready this Saturday for the event at the George R. Brown Convention Center?
What I would do is, first of all, I would go online and register. So when you get there, you can go to our site, which is www.hbrea2014. Let me go over it again, www.homeexpo2014.com. Please go online and register. Then when you get there, we will have classes, all types of classes that will be going on the whole day. We will have an opening ceremony with a ribbon cutting at 10. After that, at 11 o'clock, we will go into classes. where people will be talking about from Noel's Furniture, from Home Depot, who will be there telling you if you want to know how to fix a faucet, you want to know how to fix your tile in the bathroom, if you want to flip a house. We've got one of our own members going to have flipping a home. We've got Bank of America, who's going to be talking about if you are saving your, you own this house and you got this savings that you have saved up, and you want to start us talking about what do I do after that point. We've got Wells Fargo, who has a special program. All those union workers out there, please come, because Wells Fargo has a special program just for union workers. We also have Liberty Bank, one of our banks, who will be there talking about refinancing, if you want to refinance. We got the Houston Lawyers Association. If you are in a mitigation problem, your notes, you are behind on the note. The Houston Lawyers Association also, along with our own NIAD counselors, will be there. We also have our local members. All of our members, we have over 200 members, will be there with booths, who are licensed professionals, who are out there, licensed brokers and salespersons, who will be out there to assist you and pull your house up if you want it. Mm-hmm. And then, thankful, it's going to be a fun day. Yes, we got the kids. We got a kids' corner just for kids. We have partnered up with several other entertainers, the Walker Entertainment Group, along with Preston Middleton. They will be there after that part.
And Gerald, who should attend VAIA? That's what we want to get out. I'm looking for the person who has that high-end car and no garage to park it in. I'm looking for the person who owns a Land Rover and a landlord. You're in violation. It's April 15th coming up. It's income tax time, and they're going to pay the government again.
Yeah.
I need all Houstonians to understand that Houston is on fire. There are so many people moving into Houston that Houstonians, if you don't move fast, you may not own a piece of Houston. Right now, it's just a bidding war, but it is possible to buy homes. There's so much assistance in the city. If you need assistance in buying a home, that's actually free money to help you.
And we're going to have the appraisal district, too. That's another thing. All of those Houstonians out there who have a 65-year-old exemption or have never filed your homestead exemption, or you want to understand the process, guess what? The Harris County Appraisal District is going to be there.
Now, that's this for event just for people that live in Harris County? What about the surrounding counties? Let's say we live in Fort Bend or some of the Missouri.
From as far as Beaumont. We have members of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers are in Beaumont. I mean, for the Dallas listeners, we can put you together with our Dallas-Fort Worth group. We are the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. This is our Houston chapter. I am proud to be serving as the second chairwoman in 66 years of this organization. And so with this being my hometown, Houston is on the map across the nation. And I want you to know that we are focusing on democracy and housing to let you know it's possible. You're paying $900 a month. You've been there 10 years. You've already paid $54,000. So you're not broke.
That's right. Yeah. And the other issue is that we're going to have people, experts in a credit repair. So those people out there who have a credit issue and you want to be able to come in and get a class, we're going to have class sessions going on all during the day, every time from 11 to 4 o'clock. We will have classes where all of our sponsors and vendors will be able to be there, and you'll be able to go into that class and really be able to get some
and
good
credit
knowledge.
Credit is always a barrier, and, you know, yes, you know, but credit has five evils: divorce, layoff, sickness, student loan, being young, and number six is child support.
We know
if you have a credit issue, it's under one of those titles. If you're not scared, we're not scared. Come on out. Let us work with you to help you mitigate to stop this landlord.
Let's take a phone call.
He's taking
call
a cruise
right
with your money.
Let's go to line one. Let's talk with Robin. You're on Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have a
Yes, I do. I'm a homeowner, and this tax season where they send out the new taxes of what your home is appraised for. My question is, I need some assistance in preparing to dispute the amount that has been
appraised.
You know, appraised, yes. convention?
Oh, that is a great, great answer.
I just remember
last year when our organization did this tax protest, and thanks to 102, you all supported us. We had a lady who was 70 years old who had never filed her tax protest here in Harris County. Mm-hmm. So, yes, Teresa Terry, the whole appraisal district board and members will be there. They said to me, not only will they be there, those of you who are looking for a job, they said they're going to bring their employment section there to talk about hiring people to work for the appraisal district. So, yes, they will have a classroom that will start at 11 o'clock that will be available for those people who need to file their protests, and as well as they will have a booth for those who need to come up to get information. So please be there.
And if you need, you can log on to myhoustonmagic.com. We have a link to the HBREA website in case you can't remember their long address. Just go to myhoustonmagic.com. We know you're used to going there. You'll see their logo. You'll see Gerald Womack's picture. You just click on that link, and it'll take you right there to the website. Okay?
We will also have our members at each of the booths, and licensed real estate professionals can assist you with protesting, understanding what your market value is. Mm-hmm. Because if you can't sell it for that,
right,
you shouldn't be paying taxes on that.
That's exactly.
So that's some of the things that particular homeowners, because they have it where you can go and you can protest, but sometimes you may not know. So once you come in, stop by any one of our local real estate booths and ask them for a free market analysis.
Okay.
We'll be able to give you a free market analysis so that you can know what your actual property is worth.
Yeah, we like the free part. Let's go to line three and talk with Jay. You're on Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1. Good morning.
I guess I came in on the tail end of it, and I'm interested in getting a home, but we're having credit issues. And if we're unable to attend the seminar, how do y'all have information, or is this the only time that?
Yes, you can reach us at our office at 713-551-2092.
551-2092,
and if you leave us a message, we'll have one of our licensed real estate professionals to get back in contact with you, or we will refer you to one of our lenders that we work with.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That lifestyle, too, which we wanted to talk about, Jay, is we're very grateful this time to have Noel's Furniture,
mm-hmm.
who's going to do a display about buying, how do you display a house? You know, how do you all like that?
Sell it, yeah.
Yeah, and how do you stage it? And then we have one of our own members, who Thomasine Johnson, who is a licensed interior decorator, and she's done just fabulous on several other properties. So she can sort of tell you if you doing a house. Sometime our folks don't understand about cost and how do you decorate a home. And our organization, we want to change the myth,
mm-hmm.
to make folks know that we can sell just in any price range.
Mm-hmm.
We're not a particular price range that we sell in. We can sell all over, like we
millions.
Sell all over Texas, 20,000, 20 million. Mm-hmm. I use that slogan all the time. Yeah. And we wanted this day where Houstonians, while the market is good, while the interest rates are low, you hear all this talk about how the values are going up. I certainly go through that in the Third Ward, in the Inner Loop. But we wanted folks to know, Houstonians to know, about they're going to be financing there. The city down payment assistance is going to be there. Mm-hmm. Through the Houston, Urban League, CDC, they're going to have $3,000 awards that's going to be given. That's going to be a part of our treasure chest. So if you come and you go to so many of our booths and you register in, you will be eligible for that $3,000 award that is going to be given as a down payment assistant.
Okay, let's go back to the
And phones. That was by Bank of America, is working with the Urban League CDC.
Okay, I'm going to let you in here. Let's go right to the phone real quick so we can get as many callers as possible. Let's go to line four with Linda. You're on Sunday Morning Live. Linda, you're on the air.
Yes, I have a question. Mm-hmm. I live in Missouri City, but I live at the borderline of Missouri City and Houston, and I pay taxes for both. But if I have a problem and I call someone in Houston, they always tell me to call Missouri City. And So when y'all have this kind of thing going on, then I try to do it with my taxes of being paid, but they always turn me down.
You have a unique situation, but there are several communities that are on the border. Yeah. So you have two taxing authorities that you have to deal with. But the bottom line is you still need to know the value of your home, because if they're overpricing it and your price per $100 of the value. So that's the key to protest. If you can't sell it for the price that they're taxing you for, you shouldn't pay taxes on that amount. So that's the key to protesting. But again, come out, stop by one of the booths. The appraisal district will be there, so you can ask about the dual taxing situation. But yes, information is power.
Yeah.
Come on out so you can get the right information.
All right. Let's go ahead. I'm sorry, Linda. You had another question?
Okay. And when is this going to happen?
April 12th.
It's next Saturday.
10 o'clock. Okay. George R. Brown.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. Let's go to line one with Larks. You're on Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
Hello, Magic 102. How y'all doing?
We're great. And you are too. Talk to me.
All right. Mr. Womack, I need to ask a question. The question is that my mother is 94 years old in the Sunnyside area. We keep getting some paperwork from the Heights area that the property that's supposed to be in their name, and they don't own that property no more. And we had it in court and had it amended, but they still sending us the paperwork on that property. What can we do about that?
Well, I'm so happy that your call is, because a lot of listeners, I'm sure, are out there. They keep getting these notices, but it's really your responsibility to get to the tax office and get to the appraisal district to get it changed out of your name if, in fact, you all don't own it. So I would think, again, this is a good reason for you to come. Bring the papers with you. And they will have you to fill out the form, the change of address form and ownership form, where they will be able to help you to get a change out of your family's name.
Okay, then, because they are trying to sue my mother for this property, and we don't have nothing to do with it.
That's airship. They're tracing airship. That property is probably up for lawsuit, and they're covering their bases by contacting all the heirs. My grandparents was so upset because she was served. She's never been served in her life. And the constable showed up with these papers.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they're doing that to say, but it's not going anywhere. But come on out so that you can get the right information of how to stop that. That was some airship property that your mother was probably one-third, one-seventh of an owner, and everybody's died. And unfortunately, the family has let that piece get away from them. And you say Heights, that's money that just walked out. So that's right. What we need to get that straight.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Larks. Let's go to line three with Ms. Fisher. You're on Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1. Good morning.
Good morning. My question is, I filed Chapter 7. Mm-hmm. And I went to court Friday, and they supposed to erase everything off my credit. And my question is I'm eligible to buy a house.
So,
I would think that you need to be there at the George R. Brown on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Because there is a process, but I think that you need to immediately get into some kind of credit.
Bring your discharge papers too, if you got
and
them.
And bring your discharge. And also, I want to mention, we will have the Houston Lawyers Association there. So we'll have very competent lawyers who will be able to help to assist you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a very important. A lot of folks have going through bankruptcy. They've got a discharge, and now it's time to clean it up.
And we want people to know that you can buy a house once you file bankruptcy.
Well, they have a new program. If you lost your home over a year ago, they have a new back-to-work program.
Mm.
And so if you lost a home back in the 2000s, you can start over now. It's a one-year requirement. It used to be three. So if you've done that and been straight in the last 12 months, come on out. You can do it again.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, this time is going so fast. This sounds like it's going to be a very, very exciting event. A lot of excitement about the event. And, folks, I guess y'all ought to be getting ready to Head on down to the GRB next Saturday.
And we're going to have all these great gifts. I mean, it's going to be prizes galore that's going to be given out to those people who come and participate. It is a whole learning process. It's education to all those great Houstonians and Texans out there. So we're just going to be looking forward to seeing everybody out there starting at 10 o'clock on next Saturday.
And is there a cost?
No cost. It's all free.
Free.
This is something in thanks
Capital
to our
One is ready to do your loans.
Oh, yes.
Pencil in hand.
Okay, that's next Saturday.
And we're partnered up with Money Week. We're so happy to have this. Yeah. Also, with Money Week is going to be there with us. It's a collaboration. It's all about all of us.
And you want more information, log on to homeexpo2014.com or myhoustonmagic.com for information. Get the link and print out the program and head on down to the George R. Brown Convention Center tomorrow, next Saturday from 10 to 4 o'clock. Folks, thank you so much for being on the program
today. Thank you. And get a garage for that high-end car. All right. Land Rover and landlord in violation.
10:52.